Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied to your life. This week, we are going on an adventure with Megan Jones of Chasing Spirituality. She used to be called Maggie Luna, and now she's come out of the spiritual closet and is trading under her real name of Megan Jones. So if you're looking for the other seasons that she participated on, you will find her under the name of Maggie Luna. So this week we are taking Megan on an adventure through her eternal mind stream to non-Earth-based locations. And again, these are very contrasting locations with very different purposes. The first one is actually very interesting to me because I have a spirit guide and I call him Vincent from Venus. And I don't have that much to do with him, but the first location that we will go to, you'll understand why this is interesting. On this lifetime, we learn about actual abilities that Megan had on the particular planet. And there's quite an interesting play with words in terms of we talk about two particular skills that Megan has in this lifetime. One is to do with telepathy and one is to do with telekinesis. Now, often I will say things in a podcast session. So we're doing the regression session and I will say things that I know and not know why. And I'll also say things where I think afterwards, oh, geez, I got that word jumbled up. I didn't know what I meant by that, but actually it's a very accurate and I said what I said for a reason. So it will be interesting to see in the future how Megan uses the new skills that she has rediscovered from this lifetime. What was interesting is that the particular lifetime, the first lifetime that Megan discovers today, is all about helping. Again, it's a task-based helping lifetime, similar things to other episodes. And helping is really important in the souls of the development of the souls of the people who come on this podcast. The second lifetime is, again, a different kind of lifetime. It's an experience-based lifetime and it has beautiful, beautiful animals in it. So I hope you enjoy these lifetimes, and we thank Megan for taking us on an adventure to learn about different planets that we haven't come across yet in this season of the podcast. In a moment, one of your spirit guides will be sitting beside you. All you have to do is to reach your hand out and grab their hand. If it is the correct spirit guide, it will feel warm to touch. When you have grabbed their hand, I want you to let me know and ask them for their name today, please, Megan. Maura or Laura? L or
N?
Maura, okay. Hello, Maura. Thank you for coming here. We appreciate your presence today. And Maura, I'm not sure that we've met you before. Could you let Megan know how you know her, please?
This is the first time I've met her, and I feel like she's making me feel like she's like a guide that has to do with like higher learning and wisdom.
Okay. Beautiful.
I feel like she's making us feel like we've incarnated together before in other galaxies.
Beautiful. And Maura, you will be guiding us to the first location today, is that correct?
Yeah.
And Maura, are you able to just grab Megan's hand and transport her, or do you need the assistance of the crystal singing bowls as well?
She can just take me there.
All right, Megan, so I want you to grab Maura's hand and drift away, float away, and know that you are completely light. There is no such thing as time out here, so we can travel vast distances, inconceivable to the human mind. So just let yourself be guided by the energy of Maura. And as she whips you away, observe what there is to see. And when you are able to focus your third eye so that you are like focusing a telescope, you will see Maura is ready to take you to the first location today. And then you can begin to describe to me what you as you begin to notice the location and who is here to meet you on this location today.
Seeing from like an aerial view, and it looks like a city. There's lots of big buildings.
And what are those buildings like? Are they like similar to human buildings, or are they like Star Wars buildings? When you watch any of the Star Wars movies, there's different futuristic kind of buildings. What do they look like?
They're similar to our buildings, but they're all connected. Like the buildings are different shapes and different sizes. There's tall ones and small ones, and there's long ones, and like they get smaller, like almost there's hallways that take you to different buildings with different purposes.
And are you able to actually physically land on this planet? To step down onto it? What's the surface? Does it have a land surface, or is it a water surface, or a gaseous surface?
It's land. We can land on it.
Land on it, and I want you to tell me what it feels like. Does it have an what's the air like?
It doesn't feel clean. It doesn't feel very healthy.
All right.
There's not a lot of like nature. There's not a lot of plant life.
Okay.
A lot of dirt and rock and gravel.
I want you to look around now, and you'll find that your past life counterpart is either you've already transformed into this person, or they're just there for you to meet so we can begin this journey. Which one is it?
I am this person.
You are this person. And are you androgynous, or do you have a gender?
I'm a female.
Female. And do you know a sound or a representation to communicate your identifying name? And if you could use human terms for age, do you know how old you would be approximately?
I would say I'm several hundred years old, but on this planet, that's very young.
So that's young. And could you describe your physical appearance?
My skin, it's a grayish color, like a light grayish color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rough, but not as far as lesions or bumps. It's smooth, and but there's nothing protruding or anything like that, but it's a rough texture.
I look at your hands. Do you have hands, and how do they represent? Do they have fingers on them, thumbs? What are they composed of?
It's two large fingers and I guess a thumb, kind of. It's not really like a thumb. It's more like another finger. So it's three digits. There's not like nails, like a nail or anything like that.
What about your feet?
It's not like I have legs. It's
okay.
More like it comes to a point and I hover. I don't feel like I'm walking.
Hover? And what about your face? Do you have a nose and ears and mouth?
I have a I don't have a nose, and I have ears, but they're not, like, protruding, and I don't have hair.
How would you describe your eyes?
Very large. Very large eyes. They take up most of my face, and they're bright. Like a yellow. Yeah, like a yellowish color.
And can you search your knowing for the name of the location where we are today, please, if it's communicatable in human language?
Venus is what came to me.
And knowing that there is no such thing as time, but knowing that Megan has a human brain, and knowing that all incarnations occur at once, but knowing that Megan's human brain needs to understand some kind of time frame, is this lifetime on Venus before Megan's current incarnation or after in the future?
Before.
Now, I would like you to please show us your story about why you incarnated on Venus and what your mission on this planet was for this lifetime, what your job was, what your contract was, and what are the things that Megan needs to know today. So we're going to let you show us the movie of your life, and you'll have to dictate it for us so that we can't see inside your mind, so you'll have to communicate via Megan's mouth.
I feel like this planet, this time, we were workers. We worked all the time. That was the main focus of our incarnation. We didn't have relationships,
and we didn't
have family or a purpose or other interests. We were just sent here to be busy and to just work and work and to do.
So this was an assignment from the team. Is this an assignment from the creation team? Well, how are you? Yeah. And what did the creation team assign you to do? Because generally there's one task for each person, or
I feel like helping, I was helping human children.
Human children on Venus?
No, on Earth.
On Earth?
I don't know how, though.
Okay, that's all right.
But something about what we were doing was helping Earth.
And helping Earth whilst you were physically located on Venus? Like you were able to, I don't know, telepathically or energetically help? Or did you actually go back and forward between Venus and Earth?
Some went back and forth, but most of us did not. Most of us were able to do this telepathically.
So you did it telepathically?
Yes.
So telekinesis is one of your skills. And is Megan currently telekinetic?
Yeah.
And is she aware of that?
Yes, but she doesn't believe it.
She doesn't believe it. You have some kind of a trend that you can do now to boost this ability, refine it or activate it more strongly?
Yes.
So if you could do that now, please, and let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Thank you. And what else do you need to know about this lifetime, please, today?
Nothing.
That was the purpose, the telekinesis? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. And if you could reach out, please, and ask for Maura to come back. We thank you for your time and appreciate your connection. And I'm assuming you're going to connect in with Megan via telepathic abilities in the future. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is there any particular sign that she needs to understand that there is a transmission incoming?
White light. Closed eye.
Great. Thank you very much for your time. We wish you well. And grab hold of Maura's hand when you're ready. And feel the energy just grab that hand and then just whisk you away. It's like propulsion. And then you're ready to drift away, float away. Release the energy of Venus. And move towards our next location for today. And as you move, becoming observant and letting me know when you're at your next destination.
Okay, I'm here.
Now, could you please set us the scene, describe it for us?
It's very earth-like. There, I don't see any building or any structure. There's water. It's so beautiful. It's sparkling. There's lots of grass and flowers and trees. There's so many different colors. There's rocks. And the sky is purple. Okay. And like a purple blue.
And are you standing on the surface or? And are you of that time now?
Yes.
And what kind of a being are you?
I am very large. I have feet. I have 2 feet. They're very large, very tall, very lean. I have very big features, large hands. My fingers and my toes are webbed. It's like I'm land and water. It's like a fin, not really. It's attached to my legs, but I feel like it somehow aids in swimming, but I don't know how to describe what it is.
That's all right.
It's like in between my legs and like under my arm. Like extra skin, kind of.
And what about, are you androgynous or do you have a gender?
Androgynous.
And do you have a name that is translatable into human language?
No. Martinsky is the best I can try to say it.
Okay.
It's really long, but it's like the beginning of it is Martiki.
And when you are in these lifetimes, this is just for Megan's subconscious and superconscious mind, you can, if ever desired, break out into the language that you speak. Your vocal cords have the ability to just make a sound or two. So should you ever need to speak in this language or in the universal light language, you can do that as well. So just letting you know that is an option at any time. And how do you feel age-wise this lifetime? Do you feel young, old?
I feel very old, but not aged. I'm thinking like in the 900s.
Okay. And is this a task-based incarnation again? Have you been assigned a task to do here?
Not the other place. This place is all about, it's all about, whoa, it's all about pleasure and doing what feels good. However, I'm naturally drawn to the animals of the planet. And I like to provide for them and heal them and take care of them.
Is this planet one that is known currently to humans?
No.
And I'm going to assume that you will not be able to pronounce the name. Is that correct?
No, I didn't.
It's fine. Beautiful. Thank you. And can you describe the animals that you look after?
Yeah. There's this large, really large animal that looks like a rhinoceros almost. Very large, and it has a big horn. But it's blue, like the sky almost, but not quite as bright. And it has a long tail, This is my favorite animal.
Lovely. Why is it your favorite?
It's part of my spirit team. The part of me. We're very connected.
And do animals on this planet have particular innate healing abilities or special characteristics that we should know about?
Yes, some animals have special abilities and healing abilities. There is this animal, it's very small. It's small and I carry it around with me. It looks like a flower, but it's not a flower. It's an animal, but it resembles a flower, like a stick bug. And it can heal physical wounds, like burns and scrapes. And it heals that for other animals as well as our race.
Okay. What else do we need to know about this lifetime?
Just that I have natural healing powers that come from my connection to everything. I can tap into the planet, into the animals, and use that as a way to heal.
Okay, and has Megan started to show any of these signs in her current incarnation?
She is drawn to Racy, and it's connected.
Okay, and
it's a similar type of
young.
I feel like there was some kind of connection in that Native American lifetime as well. Is that right?
Yes.
And is there anything that you can do or offer her knowledge-wise or boosting of healing powers-wise today?
Yes.
And what's that?
I can activate her hand.
Beautiful. Could you do that now for us, please?
Yes, it's done.
Okay, great, Megan. So you should begin to feel the extra warmth in your hands. And is this lifetime before the Venusian lifetime? After?
Yeah.
Before. And are we complete on this planet today?
Yeah.
Thank you. Megan, could you please your counterpart of this lifetime for their time and their activation, and thank the animals for making themselves known to you. If you could grab Maura's hand again, Maura is waiting for you. And I think we've got one more lifetime to go to, is that correct?
Yes.
So let's drift away and float away and move to, I'm not sure whether it's the final one or not, but let's move to the next one. Let me know when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
And please describe the location.
Inside of a building. All glass. Everything is made out of glass, so everything is see-through. I can see outside. I can see into the other rooms. Everything is very open.
And what else does, what other characteristics can you describe for the planet?
It feels like a healing planet. It feels our purpose is to aid in healing other galactic beings and planets. We keep our vibration here very high so that we can transmute energy.
And is there a particular way that you do this transmutation?
Just energetically?
And could you please describe yourself?
I'm very small and I feel very young. In human years, maybe 50. This is very childlike in Quebec. My skin is translucent. It's, I have a form, but I don't have a form. It's like I can if I want to.
And
if I choose to, I can be more solid.
And would you describe yourself as having a gender?
Female.
And a pronounceable name?
Yeah.
And is this experiential incarnation or a task-based incarnation?
Task.
So you have to heal.
Yes. We're like trying to be the purest form of energy.
And I'm assuming that this is not on the discoverable list of human planets so far. And therefore is not pronounceable.
Yeah.
So being a task-based incarnation, I'm assuming there's no families or family groups or relationships?
No, I have like teachers. Like, so we're kind of like in pods, but we're not really, it's not the same. It's not like a relationship. It's more of guidance and making sure that we are staying on path of staying in that high vibrational state.
And you said that you can choose to be more solid if you wish to. On what occasions? Can you give me an example of when you would choose to be more solid?
Get the impression that we will be more solid in when we interact with other races, with other galactic beings and with humans. But when we are just on our own planet, we don't tend to use our form.
Just creating form would be using your energy. And when would you interact with humans?
We're drawn to humans that are spiritual or on a spiritual path. We help them, we assist them, we help guide them to stay in alignment with their purpose. We give light codes and light healing. We also will step in and help souls that that need it, that have been diverted from their purpose, but not to an extent to where we're impeding upon their free will.
And how do you establish a connection with the ones that are actually on the spiritual path? How do they connect with you initially?
We can feel their vibration, and we can impress upon it, like impress upon their mind if they're open. We can send them downloads and messages, clairaudiently, clairvoyantly, clairsentient, whatever they're open to, we can impress.
And how long is this incarnation expected to be for you? Is there a set length of incarnation on this time? Is it task-based? Once you've completed the task, then you leave? Or I'm assuming it's not like human-based where the body expires.
Feels like we're here for 300 to 500 years.
Okay. And
then
was
we
this...
And then we sleep.
And then you sleep. And was this before the Earth-like planet incarnation?
No.
Okay.
This is now.
Okay, concurrent. Makes sense. What spiritual knowledge or abilities do you wish to pass on, awaken, and reactivate with Megan in her human form?
We wish to upgrade her energy.
Okay, perfect. Please proceed with this.
Done.
I love how fast things happen. It's just like the human mind cannot grapple with how fast these upgrades happen. It's just, I love it. Thank you so much for that upgrade. Is there anything else that you wish to communicate about this incarnation today? Anything that Megan needs to focus on? Any wise words?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So we request permission to leave, and we thank you for your time. So Moira, if you could grab Megan's hands. And now this is where I'm not sure, because I'm not wishing to tire the human version of Megan. Is the next another final, or are we done for today?
You're done.
We're done. Okay, and we are ready to return to her life. There's no extra angel guidance or anything. We just need to go back to Earth.
She's giving me light pulse.
Okay.
Well. And then returning me.
Okay. Okay, so just accept the light code transmission. And let me know when she's done with that.
You're done.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Laura, for your service today. We appreciate your assistance in reaching these other incarnations. And we wish you well. Godspeed. And Megan, it's now time for you to drift away and float away.
When you're ready, you can regain consciousness. And open your eyes.
Wow.
How are you feeling?
Tingly.
Tingly? So, well done, you. 3 locations we went to, all very different. How did you enjoy that?
It was not what I expected, which is good. I'm always more impressed with not what I'm sure you understand that.
Yeah, I do understand. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really neat. Cool. Really cool.
That's a pretty cool activations. So tongue-tied today. Activations of telepathy, kinesis. You've had your hands activated and had an energy upgrade. So they all happened very quickly, which is the amazing thing when we work with the galactic friends. It's even faster than the angels. The angels take longer in comparison. Galactic friends, I just love their ability to just snap their hands and it's done. It's great. And you met Maura as well. Now,
yeah, I've never met her before.
Yeah. And I meant to ask you how she felt, because we didn't really talk about her appearance.
Yeah, like she was very, very old and wise. And I felt honestly like I was her too.
Okay.
Like I felt like she was like a higher version of me.
Okay.
I felt very connected to her that way.
Right.
She just appeared to me very feminine. She was definitely in a very feminine form. But I didn't see a lot of, like, features.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, know that each of those beings, versions of you, and you can contact them through meditation at any time that you like. So they are, once you have realized and connected with other soul counterparts, you can connect with them anytime by setting your intention when you go into meditation or through your mediumship, yeah? You should be able to receive transmissions from them at any time. So think of them as your advisory team. Now that you are connected with them. So congratulations on allowing your superconscious mind to connect with them. It is a big deal. It's excellent. It's wonderful. And I wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is amazing.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining me. And that, my friends, is the end of this week's episode. I hope that you found this episode interesting. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you'd like to investigate your own eternal mind stream, then head on over to katish.com, click on the booking button, book your own session on the calendar, and then fill in the intake form. I can't wait to help you thread together the pieces of your soul in all of its wondrous, glorious, fascinating, interesting lifetimes. Until next week, namaste. Thank you. Are you feeling weighed down by negative energy that doesn't feel like your own? Are you struggling to move forward in life despite your best efforts? Hi, I'm Katish Haberfield, and as a spirit releasement therapist, I can help you release those attachments and reclaim your power. Whether it's a past life connection, a spiritual entity, or an emotional cord, I can help you identify and release those energies that are holding you back. Book with me today and start living the life you deserve. Visit katish.com for more information.